The Torah begins Parshas Tetzaveh. They say, "Vata Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael, V'yichu Elecha Shemen Zayizoch." And many Mefarshim ask the question: shouldn't have the pasuk said, "V'yitnu Elecha Shemen Zayizoch"? We don't take the oil; we donate the oil to the Beis Hamikdash to be used for lighting the menorah. The Medrash on this pasuk says, quotes the pasuk in Iyov, where the pasuk says, "Tikrav anoichi encha l'masse yodecha tichsoiv." Nechsava Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'masse yodav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants our avoda, wants what we do, the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, that we light the menorah. And the Medrash continues, "Vein tichsoiv elatava." It's something that Hakadosh Baruch Hu desires. Shnema nichsoiv nechsavti. V'ksiv nichsof avagam kolso nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues the Medrash Mei Lo'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides light for the world. Iksiv Oretz Hi'ira Mechvoidai. The entire world is illuminated from the covet of Hashem. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, V'oymel Yisrael V'yichu L'shemen Zay Zoch. L'maseh Yedecha Techsoif. And the question is, why indeed does HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much desire that we should light a menorah? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need our light? What is the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so desires us to light a menorah? The Sefer Ach Pri Tvua says there's a fundamental question that we need to understand. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Peites, Pasuk Gimel says, "Ki amarti oylam chesed yibana." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be a place where he could display his chesed, his mercy, his kindness. But yet the pasuk in Mishlei he asks says, "Kol pol Hashem lemaneu," that the entire creation of the world was that there should be kvod shemayim, that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be evident and demonstrated. So what is the purpose of the world? So he says that both of these psukim complement each other. And he says that the biggest toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do for us is that he gives us Torah mitzvahs. And he gave us the opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs. And by us fulfilling the mitzvahs, by us learning Torah, that is what brings glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he gave us the opportunity to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, and by that way we could display his glory. As the pasuk says, Hashem chofetz l'mat tzidkoi yagdol Torah v'yadoy. By giving us the Torah, Baruch Elokeinu shebronu l'chvoidoy v'vdilonu min atoyim v'noslon l'taras emes v'chay oylam not v'secheinu. But says the Ach Pri Tvua, not only is the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated and revealed by us fulfilling mitzvahs and learning Torah, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us gashmius, when he gives us the opportunity to live a comfortable life, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life that's pleasant, that's nice, then that also brings glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the means to do mitzvahs, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability, the health, and the wealth to be able to do mitzvahs and learn Torah, that is another way how HaKadosh Baruch Hu glory is demonstrated in the world. And he goes on to explain with a mashal. He says, there was the day of the inauguration of the king, and there was a big banquet that was being celebrated to celebrate the king's inauguration. The king asked somebody, "You should sit right next to me, you should help me." Would anybody want to be paid for that honor? The honor that I have the ability to sit next to the king, the honor that I have the ability to serve the king, that is the biggest reward that somebody could get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael the opportunity to get close to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to get close to him with the mitzvahs that he tells us to do, with the Torah that he tells us to learn, and with the health and wealth that he bestows upon us. The menorah, as the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, represents the Chochmas HaTorah. As the Gemara says, Haroitz Shiachim, if somebody wants to become wise Yadrim, he should go to the south side, the Simonach, because the menorah was on the south side of the base, Hamikdash and the Mishkan. Shem Zayis represents Torah. As the Gemara Masechet Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, Haroy Shemen Zayis B'chaloyim, if somebody sees olive oil in a dream, Yitzapel Mar Torah. The seven branches of the menorah represent the seven chochmas that are in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'ata tetzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yichu alecha shayim zayzis. Doesn't say v'yitnu, v'yichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us light. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything that we need in life in order that we should be able to reciprocate and use all of that bracha to serve him and glorify him. And that's what the Medrash is coming to say. Why does the Pasuk not say v'yichu? Why does the Pasuk say v'yichu, not v'yitnu? Because really v'yichu, we are the ones that are receiving the glory, all of this brach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, says the Medrash, I want you to do with all of the bracha that's given to you? L'masa yadecha tichsayf. I wait for you to use all of that bracha to bring glory to me. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, built an olam chesed. I built a world of chesed where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for us, infinite amount of chesed. And all he wants is that what should we do with that chesed? With the chesed, with the Torah, with the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch gives us to the opportunity to perform, to give it back to him, to live a life of l'masa yadecha tichsayf, to give us a life that what HaKadosh Baruch wants us to use our talents and our blessing in service of Hashem. And the B'nai Yisoschar in his Sefer Oil Agri Dekala makes a very interesting observation. The Pasuk in this week's parasha, when it speaks about the menorah, says, "Ba'oil moyin mechutz leproiches yarech oisai aron chukas oilam ledareisechem v'meis B'nai Yisrael." And he asks two questions. One question is, the Pasuk says, "Chukas oilam ledareisechem," that the menorah, the lighting of the menorah, remains forever. So ask the B'nai Yisoschar, that isn't actually the case. We unfortunately know that the lighting of the menorah did not last forever. It only lasted as long as we had the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And why over here, ask the B'nai Yisoschar, does the Pasuk emphasize Be'ez B'nai Yisrael, that it was Klal Yisrael who donated the oil for the menorah? We don't find that the Pasuk emphasizes all the various kabbonis that were brought and the other kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, that they came in Eis B'nai Yisrael. Says the B'nai Yisoschar that all the other mitzvahs that we had in the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, those mitzvahs no longer exist. We can't bring kabbonis, we don't have a shulchan. All the mitzvahs were performed and are represented by the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately no longer exist. But the mitzvah menorah still continues to exist by us lighting Shabbos candles, by us lighting Hanukkah candles. Why was it that way, that the menorah, that mitzvah still continues to remain even after the Churban HaBayis? Explains the B'nai Yisoschar. Because as we've just learned, the menorah represents what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the talent and the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And what he asks from us is, I give you all this bracha. I give you so much good. And all I ask from you is chukas olam l'darisam. I give forever. Will you always be the recipients are my blessing, and I ask you, what should you do with that blessing? Me'eis b'nei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should take those brachas, and Klal Yisrael should take all of the wonderful things that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use what we have received and constantly receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Avodas Hashem, to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that I have created the world, Kapol Hashem L'maneu, then I recognize that the world has been created for the proper purpose when you give back to me what I gave to you for that purpose.